And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show goes like from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. Stretch across the border then to what we now call Fort Benning. Yes, once again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, so, by the way, that's just the radio audience. And then all y'all listening online, streaming it online, catching it on the podcast afterwards, thank you so much for just making the show something that we get to enjoy doing with you every day. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it, call it. Actually, you can't call it. We're still working on that. But nonetheless, 833-687-4448 to text the show. Matt from Madison says, with regards to Senator Padilla being forcibly removed, I'll tell you more about that in a minute, by the way, updates. Matt in Madison said it's Padilla's Al Green 2.0. Yeah. Al Green is such a cartoon, too. I mean, at the very least, I would say that, Senator Padilla is more photogenic. But Al Green is just the caveman who wears a suit and goes to the, to the Senate chamber and grunts. I don't know. But we do have an update on that. So Fox News at the scene says that Padilla was indeed temporarily detained. Padilla is saying that he was forcibly removed, handcuffed, forced to the ground. Okay. Well, I'm watching the video of you, dude, and you're fighting with police. So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know if every police officer in that room, every security man knew what was going on, but when you bum rush the room and you start lunging towards the podium, screaming over the top of the Secretary of Homeland Security, you're going to get detained. I don't care rat squat for who you are. You're going to get detained. So he's now taking issue with it. However, here's the interesting piece. Secretary of Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, she said immediately afterwards to Fox News that she went out of the room and had a 10 to 15 minute discussion with Padilla. So they swapped phone numbers. Described it as cordial and beneficial. Said the senator had concerns about ICE operations, but they opened up a line of communication, noting that things are okay. And then he went to the podium and he had to do a presser right afterwards. And the Democrats are now on the floor of the Senate talking about mayhem. Chuck Schumer demands answers. Whatever. Text lines again. First time texter is in the line. If you wouldn't mind putting in Robert from Danville. Robert from Danville, we're glad you're part of it. He says, love your show. Heard you mention Adam Kinzinger. Yes, I did. So he wanted to tell you what a great guy, sarcasm, he is. He said, I'm an Air Force vet and retired state trooper from his area. Oh, wow. So when my wife was killed in the line of duty, I'm so sorry to hear that. He said, my wife was killed in the line of duty in March of 2019. Every other political person from our state reached out following this except him. It did not matter what party lines were either. I'm thankful to be from his state, but I'm not there now. Keep up the great work, Colonel. Robert, thank you. And Robert, thank you for your sacrifice and obviously for her sacrifice. So blessings on you, man. Thank you for letting us know. Jeff Rowe from Indiana says, hey, Phil, with all the talk about due process these days, how come so many American citizens that were involved in J6 so-called insurrections were denied their constitutional rights to a speedy trial and sent to the dungeon conditions in the D.C. jail? Do they have a right to sue the government for denying them their constitutional rights, even though they're now been pardoned? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I think they would have an uphill climb, but I do believe they have a right. They've all been pardoned now, but it does not mean they didn't lose livelihoods. You know, they lost time with family. They lost a great deal under what would the law might typically call mental anguish and emotional distress caused by the actions, which were, in my opinion, some of which were reckless on the part of the U.S. government. It was just, you know, and they're going to claim some form of judicial immunity. They're going to claim that there's you know, nothing there to sue for. And I would say that you are guaranteed to miss every target you don't shoot at. So if they need to go the litigation route, they're going to have a statute of limitations they got to work in, and they've probably got what's called notice requirements. Most laws require governmental entities to be given notice within a certain amount of time before you ever file suit. So anyway, a lot to unpack there, but Jeff, I think they have litigation potential. Jeremy from Madison says, oh, okay, yeah. It's a mostly peaceful mushroom, and he shows me a nuclear cloud. Okay. David from Bucky says, Phil, I hope you've seen this. President Trump is planning to sell fast-track tickets to the U.S. citizenship for $5 million. I heard about that, but I don't know much about it. It's a special, like basically, you can buy a special gold card called the Trump card, is what I'm being told. Is that, you know anything about it? And then you can jump to the front of the line for your citizenship?
I can't remember how much you have to pay for it off the top of my head, but yes, that's pretty much how it works.
That feels a little odd.
It's like you can pay your way into, it's like one of his other ways of trying to balance the budget by bringing in more revenue. So we'll see.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I know about it right now.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, but okay. John from Miner. John says, I think they ought to evacuate all conservatives and seal it off and let it burn. Whoa. He said, none of them care, so why should American taxpayers? When the dust settles, rebuild with people with common sense. That place should be smote as Sodom was. John, don't beat around the bush, man. Tell us how you feel. Okay, there it is. Last couple before I go to the break here, 833-68-RIGHT, that's the phone number. Mark from Tony, Alabama says, Dick and Liz Cheney can pay for all the money and time from work, no doubt. And then Jeremy from Madison said, $5 million to get citizenship with a gold card. That's what I was just talking about. Interesting. Like I said, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you about something unusual for today. Just so you know, a big chunk of the last half hour of today's show, I will step out. JP will have the con. I'll be doing a live broadcast on News Nation. They want some civil military commentary on the deployment of Marines to Los Angeles, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I'll be doing that. But JP could obviously run this show, and he'll handle the last half hour. And if I get done, JP, I'll come back in.
Sounds good.
Then again, maybe I'll skip out.
Either way, it's fine with me. I would skip out, but yeah, it's fine.
You would not. I know you better than that. speaking of the Marines on the streets, let's talk about this. First Dipper, stop the madness. I hold here in my calloused former paratrooper hands a piece from Fox News talking about the fact that the Marines are not on the streets yet. And they're not. They're going through combatives training. Some might call it non-lethal use of force training. Training on how to deal with the broader issues related to civil military operations, responding to civilian authorities. It's a deal. It's a whole thing, man. And I will tell you that that's been a part of my military background. I've been called up before for riot duty in Atlanta. And it was quite a show. And we spent 24 hours or more going through non-combatives, basically how to respond to crowds, dealing with, using riot shields and all that kind of stuff. And then the other piece of that is lots and lots of discussion about not letting them provoke you into doing more than you should. And then the other piece of this is there's a mindset that has to be shifted. Marines are trained to be lethal. And they have to go and now be told for a few days, you're going to be non-lethal. You're not going to see Marines out there just, putting down covering fire and doing an assault of the objective. But what you are going to see is them bringing law and order. So right now, Trump has activated 700 U.S. Marines to be deployed to Los Angeles. Upwards of 4,000 National Guardsmen have been activated. And they're all falling under what's known as U.S. Northern Command. So we have various commands. We have CENTCOM, which is Central Command. That's all the Middle East. We have SOUTHCOM, which is South America and Central America and the Caribbean. We have, AFRICOM and EUCOM for Europe and Africa. Northern Command deals with homeland defense. So NORTHCOM now has operational control of these Marines and National Guardsmen who've been activated. And I'm telling you, they're not playing, and rightfully so. I think Trump got himself a big old ration of what it's like to watch a city burn during the tail end of his first term, and he's like, not going to happen again. Not going to happen on my watch. And you may have people like Senator Alex Padilla and Maxine Waters and some liberal Karens who want to get out there with signs and protest, But the reality is, the vast majority of America is like, shut it down, man. Stop the madness. Can we just please not lose one more business to fire? Can we just please not have one more car burned or one more interstate shut down? Because like I used the term earlier, I think the vast majority of America's got riot fatigue. We're sick of this. If you want to protest, you absolutely should. But why is it the left always feels like destruction is their means of communication? They're not out there shouting things that make sense. Standing there and blocking traffic while you burn American flags and wave Mexican flags, that's not free speech. What happens when the ambulance can't get to the hospital? What happens when the pregnant woman can't get to her doctor? What happens when the school bus is jammed up in traffic with a busload full of kids and they can't get them home to their parents? What happens when you have whole city blocks where the livelihood of people is being shut down, where businesses are being burned, where someone who was struggling with the American dream watches their dream just go up in flames? Because that's not freedom of speech, y'all. And the crazy thing is, I know I was preaching to the choir. You all know this. Right Side Ruffians, we know this. We believe in speaking up, but we don't believe in acting up. And there's a time and a place for civil disobedience, but this is not that. This is not civil disobedience. This is just flat-out lawlessness. And so how do I feel about 700 Marines and 4,000 Guardsmen being deployed to the streets of Los Angeles? I say the City of Angels needs them. I say the City of Angels needs these Guardian Angels. They do. And right now we're looking at the Marines, they say, will be finished with their non-lethal training and ready for deployment by tomorrow. I think they're going to bring something else to the fray that will be very helpful. At the very least, it'll be a show of force. And we've been seeing overhead images of them training almost like the phalanx, you know, using riot shields and moving forward against protesters and that kind of stuff. And they're going to be there largely to protect federal property and to provide logistical support and to provide additional numbers to the police because, you know, they need a break too once in a while. But it's not going to be arrest authority. It's going to be protection and ensuring that law and order is just maintained. We're going to take a break right now. We'll take the break. I'll come right back. Some of y'all are texting in, but I got plenty on this. Stop the madness. That's where we are. Riot fatigue, y'all. You got it? Tell me about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Here's one of the things I think would stop the madness. Find out who's paying for it. What do you think? I think that there are going to wind up being some investigations that we didn't have the luxury of in the Summer of Love 2020. Keep in mind, Summer of Love 2020, that was during the final days of a presidential campaign. There's a lot of distraction involved with Trump trying to get reelected, and then Trump didn't get reelected. And then at that point, what do you do? But if you remember the Summer of Love, we had brick pallets, like whole pallets of bricks just showing up. We would have literally... Like U-Haul trucks would show up and they'd open the back and they'd be filled with shields and signs. We had, you know, pallets of water. Sometimes we had pallets of frozen water they could throw. We've never had a full investigation as to how that went down and why it went down. Well, right now we're watching some of the same tactics going out again. I've got a piece here from Town Hall. Town Hall points out that they said this is the same agenda that was behind the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots across the country. Yes, it is. And those were, in some ways, we believe, paid for by George Soros and other American leftists, anti-American leftists. But Ted Cruz, on his podcast called The Verdict, Ted Cruz said, we want to know who's funding these riots. He said these riots look to be, quote, clearly something premeditated and pre-planned to spread across the country. And he points out, all of a sudden, we're seeing pop-ups, very similar, very much, you know, alike in terms of their mode, their style, and even some of their participants. San Francisco, Santa Ana, Sacramento, Phoenix, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake, Detroit, Hartford, Boston, Philly, Atlanta, Baltimore, New York, Washington, D.C., Jacksonville, Raleigh, Louisville. Way, 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 way too coincidental. I say follow the money. And by the way, Kash Patel says that's exactly what he's doing. So Kash Patel says he is actually following the money. Piece here from Drew Berquist's podcast site. says federal authorities are investigating the origins and funding sources of the recent wave of violent protests. FBI confirmed it is examining potential financial connections behind the demonstrations. Holy, how about that? Over the weekend, it says more than 1,000 individuals were involved in assaults on immigration officers, arson, looting, highway shutdowns, attacks on law enforcement. And we're watching as any number of things appear to be similar in style and scope. Now, there can be copycats. They can watch things on social media and go, that's a good idea. Let's do it that way. How'd they make their shields? Well, I don't know. Let's get an Etsy shield. Okay. They could try that. But I think some of it is way, way, way too similar. Some of the organizations to watch right now, according to this article from Town Hall, there's a group out there called the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Well, that sounds... The Party for Social... If that was only... Posters of Mao on the wall, I'm sure. Marxist organization connected to the Chinese Communist Party, PSL, has helped organize anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses. Go figure. PSL is also tied to a broader protest infrastructure, they say, linked to something called the Singham Network. It's a coalition of nonprofits and media backed by a pro-Communist Party businessman named Neville Roy Singham. You know, there's no telling how many of these rich anti-Americans are like in the shadows saying, just give them some money. Here's a check for $1 million. Get her done. And then there's this group called CHIRLA. CHIRLA, C-H-I-R-L-A. CHIRLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles. So CHIRLA, believe it or not, is one of the organizations very, very active out there in what's going on right now in Los Angeles. Very active. And yet CHIRLA, in the year 2023, got $32.5 million. $32.5 million just from the state of California. Why? To provide what they called immigration-related services. Are you kidding me with this? And now CHIRLA is helping stage one of the first rallies in Los Angeles following the arrest of people on immigration warrants. CHIRLA, funded with $32 million state taxpayer dollars, is now out there helping organize some of the events. Well, they're friggin' multimillionaires. This is just like when we funded Black Lives Matter. This is USAID money, you guys. This is just Democrat slush funds providing everything necessary for our own demise. Why is that? I'm just telling you, we can't doge these people fast enough. Can't doge them fast enough. Just doge the crap out of them. Because right now, you got the government of California funding the people that are burning California. And that is just wrong. Now, there's a hearing today. A big old hearing. We'll talk about it more when we get back. And then coming up later in the show, we have Congressman Gary Palmer on, who's going to hopefully give us some more firsthand information on it. But there was a hearing today in which you got three sanctuary governors, Tim Walz of Minnesota, Kathy Hochul of New York, and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. And they're all got called in to testify before House Oversight today about their sanctuary policies. Y'all stay tuned. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Here we are in hour number two of Thankful Thursday. You know what? I just think we need to hear the thankful sound effect again because I'm thankful. Go ahead.
You got to be more thankful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
Have you said thank you once?
Thank you!
Look, I like that sound effect.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm thankful you made that thankful sound effect.
I'm thankful you're thankful that I made it. We could do it all segment.
We could. We could. The thankful segment, yes. Hey, listen. So this whole thing about what's going on in L.A. and others, if you heard my monologue earlier, you heard me say that not only do I have what I call riot fatigue, but I have riot revision fatigue. I'm sick to death of the left just trying to describe something that we're seeing with our own eyes as if we're not really seeing it with our own eyes. And I have to ask, for AOC, who's not there, for AOC to tell us this is really not happening, and this is just tyranny, this is really Trump causing problems, this is not as big a deal as they want to make it out to be, then let me ask you this. Why is it then that Mayor Karen Bass just imposed a curfew? If nothing's happening, if things aren't bad, then why do we have to impose a curfew? Because here it is, I'm looking at it. Mayor Karen Bass, the feckless mayor of Los Angeles, finally, days into it, issued a curfew starting at 8 p.m. for downtown Los Angeles to stop bad actors who are taking advantage of the president's chaotic escalation. Look how she did that. Taking advantage of the president's chaotic. Well, let me put it to you this way. It doesn't matter whether the president is doing something you don't like. If there are bad actors, which is her, by the way, her words, and there's enough going on, and that she literally says at the end of it, law enforcement will arrest individuals who break the curfew and you will be prosecuted, then you have to ask yourself, well, if it's a largely peaceful protest, why do we have to have a municipal curfew with threat of arrest being posted on the official social media of the city of Los Angeles? Because it's bad, that's why. By the way, Newsom has tried to sue the Trump administration, which just boggles my mind. You'd think for a second he might go, you know, I need to make sure my constituents are safe. I need to make sure they're not, you know, being burned to the ground. No, it's more about Trump. But Daily Signal has a story. If you hadn't heard this, the Gavin Newsom's office attempted to file suit and immediately seek an injunction to prevent the Trump administration from bringing the National Guard troops into Los Angeles. I mean, never mind, you know, Title 10 of the U.S. Code. But a federal judge on Tuesday afternoon denied California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's request to limit President Donald Trump's use of National Guard. How about that? Can I have some applause? I know what, I need a hallelujah. That's what I need. That's this. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Newsom asked U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer to limit the enforcement activities of federal troops to the immediate vicinity of federal property. The governor asked for a quick ruling. Well, he got it, and it wasn't what he wanted. So, yes, the judge's decision now to deny Newsom's request for a restraining order follows 5 consecutive days of rioting. You know what that means? That means the judge is like, stop it. For an injunction to prevail, there has to be an indication that the person who is filing for the injunction, in this case Governor Newsom, has what the law would call a likelihood of prevailing on the merits of the case overall. Meaning, he's probably right, we'll prove it out later, but in the meantime, since he's probably right, I'm going to maintain the status quo. I'm going to not let these things start or happen. Judge didn't do that. Judge looked at it and went, it's my courthouse you're talking about.
You know, the George Wallace comparisons to Gavin Newsom, I got to say, that's pretty spot on in my opinion.
It's pretty spot on.
Like when it was brought up yesterday, I was like, I can see it. But then over time, the more and more we talk about Newsom, I'm like, yeah, that's like, it's pretty bad. Like if you're going to that length of suing the federal government for trying to stop your city from burning to the ground.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I don't think history's going to treat him well.
Well, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on, you know, because right now I think he's a Democrat's hero. He's standing up to Trump. So obviously on our side, if you're a Republican, then yeah. But unfortunately, I think he's getting rewarded greatly within his own party.
Did you hear the deep sigh?
I agree. I concur with that deep sigh.
Let me get some text messages real quick. John C. from Madison. John C. says, I think that a writer or a looter is identified. A writer? A writer or a looter?
A rioter, probably.
Rioter. Yeah, thank you. All right, John, you're voice texting. I think that a rioter or a looter is identified and or caught. I think that their residence should be destroyed since they destroyed other people's livelihoods. I think a bulldozer ought to go right through their house while they watch. They do that in Israel, I'll be honest with you. Did you know that?
They do what? Sorry.
Israel has had a longstanding policy. If someone commits an act of terrorism in Israel, they will take bulldozers and just bulldoze their house, just flatten it.
Yeah, we don't do enough of that.
That's some street justice right there. You're going to ruin people's lives and livelihood. guess what? You have no place to sleep tonight. Lower the blades, take it to the ground. John Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Oh, this is an old text. Okay. Phil, spectacular monologue. Thank you. Also, did you hear that Beach Boys member Brian Wilson passed away at the age of 82? I did. By the way, he says, JP, the U.S. Open golf tournament has begun at Oakmont Country Club. Looks like the course is playing pretty tough, like a U.S. Open should.
It's the hardest course in the world.
That was a very random mix of texts.
Yeah, it was.
We have the monologue, we have the Beach Boys, and we got the U.S. Open.
A typical John from Huntsville, Texas start of the show. Yeah,
that is true. Brian from Harvest says, this is something that doesn't need to be spoken about on the air. Okay, I'll come back to that later. Thank you very
It's like the Ron Burgundy read the teleprompter thing.
Yes, guys, when you send me a text, I'm reading as I go. So
that's my fault. I should have stopped you.
Okay, take a note of what he's saying, if you don't mind. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got you.
Brian from Harvest. David from Bucky's. David from Bucky's said, I thought the Marines' mission is to protect federal property in the area. As long as the protesters leave government property alone, they shouldn't have to worry about confrontation with the Marines. Yeah, except that the injunction denied the ability of the protest or the Marines to be limited solely to the federal courthouse. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, they burn down things they loot because anarchists are drawn to the Democrat Party the same way that most evangelicals are drawn to the Republican Party. Well, now, just like libertarians would more than likely be a Republican and communists gravitate to the Democrats. It's all about who you are most aligned with. Well, there's that. And they've got some wackadoo alignments, let me just tell you.
Well, speaking of that, I didn't know Karen Bass apparently was like in her communist party in college.
I'd forgotten that.
I had never heard that, but I've been brought up today, and there's pictures that actually back it up about how she began her career as a communist activist 50 years ago. And there's a picture of her in front of a sign that says Communist Coalition. So I guess this is the way she's been acting. It goes right along with her playbook, apparently, what she's believed for years.
So she's probably read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and she's all in for this.
She even ran with the Maoists in the 80s. A line of march named her as one of their own. So this is all what she believes, apparently. I didn't know
Mayor
this.
Mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah, so that tracks with how she's been acting.
No doubt. Jim from Athens says, I saw a clip, forgot the country, that was using green dye on the water cannon so they could also be able to identify the rioters later. That's epic, except I think that'd be a heck of a cleanup on the streets. Next thing you know, you're like blasting the buildings with green dye. But
what if you're just standing, like going to the grocery store, you're walking past a riot, somebody shoots yeah. and you get splattered on a little bit.
Could be an issue.
You're like, hey, I was getting groceries.
Why are you green? I don't know. Chris from Sterrett, Alabama says, can we just give California back to Mexico? No. California's got some good spots. Now we can give San Francisco and Los Angeles back to Mexico.
Yeah, we can annex the bad parts.
Yeah.
Northern California can be us.
Absolutely.
And then you can take the cities.
I want the highlands. Mm-hmm. You know, I want the areas with the vineyards, the wine country. Absolutely.
Although we can't give up on California yet because they went drastically more red.
They did.
This past election.
They flipped like 10 counties red.
It may take some time, but I still have hope.
But San Francisco?
Nah, that's a tough
Oakland,
one.
Oakland?
That's, yeah.
L.A.?
Those are tough ones.
Make them a separate state at the very least. And then good luck to y'all.
The communist nation of L.A., San Francisco, and Oakland.
What would you call it? Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what
yep.
Kim from Athens says the Doge bill is. I had not heard this. I don't think that's right.
It passed. It just passed. Yeah.
Oh, did it really? Mm-hmm. Good deal.
It just passed the House.
Outstanding. Kim, why would you say this? Kim, why are you spreading false rumors?
Well, it was failing to pass. It had initially 6 GOP votes no, but then it went down to 4 GOP votes no. So apparently some people maybe flip-flop their vote. Okay. But anyway, yeah, it passed.
All right. Wrapping this up, Matt from Madison says, can you explain the 29 Palms Marines to your audience? You know how high-speed, low-drag, highly motivated, highly trained war machines. I find myself almost feeling sorry for the rioters. Well, 29 Palms is a great place. Pendleton's a great place. Some people call them the Hollywood Marines because they're out there on the left coast. And then you got the East Coast Marines at places like Lejeune and Paris Island. But you know what, though? They're all Marines. And Semper Fi to them. I think this is going to be very interesting. And I just pray it goes well. I think it will. I think what's going to happen is they'll get there. It'll be a show of force. Ain't no one going to want to mess with them. And they're probably not going to take any lip. So there's that. By the way, JP. You saw, didn't you? I asked you earlier. you saw the video of the protester just getting completely pile-driven.
Yeah, by like a textbook tackle.
Aisle-driven.
Yeah,
it was It looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin just put him up against the ropes, just like slammed him.
It was a nice linebacker tackle for sure.
It was. I enjoyed it. And it was a pro. It was a bystander.
It was, yeah. He drove the hips through, locked the arm. It was, yeah, textbook.
Hips through, lifted up,
mm-hmm.
Body slammed.
He could have gone near head, near shoulder, but you know, man, we're being nitpicky now.
Tom with all the kids says, test, this thing working. Why is that happening? Tom, it's working. I'm not sure he meant to send that. Joe from Athens says, why are you getting groceries in a riot?
That's a good point, yeah.
Baby needs new shoes. People got to eat.
I mean, if they're rioting in front of the grocery store, you still got to get groceries.
You know what? Because we're supporting those businesses who need to be supported in times of need.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
And because they're having a fire sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Take me to a break, JP. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back for a short segment. And then, yep, Butters and Lee coming up. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.